team, committee, task force. Moving on to item five, the study on the proposed boardwalk, which we've been waiting for the outcome. This is something that I think all of us are wedded towards and would like to see happen, if at all possible. And we have CEDD, and we have ACOM with us, joining us. And we have Mr. Mack, Mr. Coe, and Charles Look. Anybody wish to declare interest, has interest? Thank you. Mr. Coe, I think you're going to take us through, are you? Or Mr. Mack?
I'll give an introduction, then our consulting will do the presentation.
Thank you very much. Okay. Mr. Mack, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and members, for giving us the opportunity to explain to you some work we have done on the boardwalk. As you may all aware, that the idea of the boardwalk actually came from the Hong Kong Island East Harbour Fund study by Planning Department, and it was one of the suggestions under the study. And because there was only limited information about this idea, and so we have embarked on a topical study to find out preliminary feasibility and application of the PHO concerning this project. So we have some initial finding on the preliminary feasibility study. So may I invite the consultant to give us a briefing?
Can you just help me? What is a topical study?
A topical study means it's only limited on a number of topics.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Chairman is now advised. No problem. Please go on. Sorry.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members, I'd like to give some of the background of the topical study which we have done so far. Actually, the background is initiated by the planning study of the Island East Harbour Front study, initiated by the Planning Department. Actually, the proposal in that study was well received and have good support from the three stages property engagement program. In February, actually it's this year, actually it's CDD engaged our company to actually investigate mainly the engineering feasibility of the proposed boardwalk under the existing Island Eastern Corridor, and also to assess the implication of the PHO on this proposal. Let me give out some of the history of the proposed boardwalk by the planning department. Actually, the boardwalk in the planning department was given out throughout the harbour along from the western to the eastern. Actually, this study is given out the boardwalk is, if you can see that, is under the IEC at the lower level and with some of the openable bridges. The accessibility for this study is actually have five points of accessibility. Actually, it's from the Oil Street and from the three access points at the existing North Point Pier and also at the far end at the Hoi Street. Actually, this proposed scheme from the planning department with some photomontage show that the boardwalk is beneath the IEC at the lower level and actually at some of the slip road which is conflicting the boardwalk is they are pushing that out to the sea. At the scheme that is in front of the North Point Ferry Pier, the boardwalk is just going across the ferry pier at the lower level. And at the scheme where it conflicting with the existing fire service pier and some of the private pier, actually the boardwalk is located at a middle level and with some of the openable bridges. And what will be our enhancement scheme to this boardwalk under the topical study? The problem which we are addressing for the boardwalk is we have to look into the marine rescue and the access problem, and also on the maintenance and inspection of the boardwalk. And another two issues is on the PHO implication and also on the safety and the maintenance serviceability of the boardwalk at the low level. What we have done, a topic study for the boardwalk is we have assessed the accessibility and talked to the stakeholder around the waterfront area. And actually, the main accessibility to the hinterland for the boardwalk is remains approximately the same for the study in the planning study. But we have added one more point is we have made use of the dangerous goods for the good vehicles as an additional access point to the boardwalk. The total length of this boardwalk is approximately 2 kilometers under the IEC, and also the width of the boardwalk is from 3.5 meters to 8 meters. And actually, from perspective, we are separate the boardwalk into three main areas. The first area is from the first access point from the Oil Street down to the Tong Shui Road. And actually, at this area, we have a major impact of the boardwalk is at this area here, we have a slip road, which is obstructing the construction of boardwalk because of the headroom. And so, the area at the Oil Street is integrated with the development for the new IEC tunnel. This is the North Point. I can say it's a landscaping area. And this area is we are proposing to elevate the boardwalk to have a middle level boardwalk along the area so as to give some of the room for rescue and for marine usage and also the maintenance of the area just in front of the Providence Center. And also in front of the Providence Center, we are also have added an what we call the viewing platform at the area, so that this platform is at a low level, so that people can have a view over the Victoria Harbour. At the Slipwood Sea, which we have a limited headroom, we are still putting the boardwalk adjacent to Slip Road, so that at the lower level, but we have to put some of the dolphins outside there to protect the structures from ship impact. And at the connection point with the North Point ferry pier, we propose to have a refurbishment of the existing pier and also to have a more landing area for the boardwalk to give a distinguished area for assessing for this area. And these are the photo montage showing the access promenade at the existing North Point Estate and the pier. And at the other areas from Tong Shui Road to the North Point Ferry Pier, there are two proposals for the boardwalk joining the ferry pier. The first proposal is the boardwalk is using the existing North Point Ferry Pier, and then we have a boardwalk along the ferry pier to connect the two piers, as in the planning department proposal. And another proposal is we are making use of the existing North Point SA site and the new promenade to be the boardwalk. And so when people are walking on a boardwalk and then joining together, and they are walking along the waterfront along this site. And because of there is an existing dangerous goods vehicles, the boardwalk itself will raise up to the higher level of this vehicle pier. And actually, there have to be some study about the risk assessment for people and for the dangerous good vehicles underneath. And this at this point here, this will serve as an additional access point to the hinterland for the boardwalk. And for the third area, where it's from the dangerous vehicles down to the Hoi Street, because of the existing piers owner, we have the Kodak pier owner and also the fire services owner, the boardwalk itself will be raised up to a high level to let the fire services boat to allow vessel access to the existing pier. And actually, the photo montage show that the boardwalk is on the outside of the Iron East corridor. And down to the Hoi Street, we have a proposed plaza at this location for the boardwalk. And this is the perspective showing the plaza at the Hoi Street. And actually, there is another request for studying on the provision of the cycle track along the boardwalk. Based on the safety reason, the provision of cycle track for the boardwalk is separate from the boardwalk itself. But at the constrained location where we have the slip road C at this area, the cycle track will be abutting onto this green platform. And also, because of the PHO implication, the cycle track and the boardwalk will have to be combined, and so the cyclists and the pedestrian will be in shared use. And so the cyclists at this location will have to be dismount from the boardwalk. And also along the North Point Public Pier at the viewing plaza or the activity plaza between the two ferry pier, actually the cyclists will also have to be dismount because the area has to be a shared usage between the cyclists and to be the pedestrian. And along the area at the North Point public dangerous good ferry pier, because of the gradient here, actually the cyclists will also need to be dismount at this location. And so for the other areas, in front of the fire service pier, the cyclist and the pedestrian can be used as a shared boardwalk, but because of the structural requirement at the location, the width of the boardwalk and the cycle tracks has to be limited to around 7 meters. And what we are thinking of on the structural form for this boardwalk actually is we can have a cable stay form for the bridges. And at the slip road C where we are sitting on the dolphin, we just rest on the existing power cap. And at other location where we can have arch bridges. And in conjunction with the alignment of the boardwalk, we are having a study on the PHO implication of the boardwalk itself, and it's still being studied at the present moment. And the outcome for the boardwalk, whether there will be public needs, overriding public needs, is still to be explored on that one. And actually, the way forward we are recommending is the alignment for the boardwalk is technical feasible, but on the design, implication, and management on all the boardwalk is there will be another study for addressing all these issues for the boardwalk. And also on the PHO implication, there will be further examination on this one. And this is the end of presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Just so we keep things in context, essentially you're saying that from an alignment point of view, the project is feasible, but more work needs to be done on design and maintenance and management issues. And also, there are obviously reclamation considerations that you need to address. So are we today really just looking at alignment, or are you asking for our views on the way you fit the pieces of the jigsaw together?
Mr. Chairman, we'll welcome members' comments on the alignments and any other observation that we can take forward.
Thank you. Thank you. Peter, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that there are various issues to be addressed here, but the main issue is really that of pedestrian continuity, but also connectivity to the waterfront itself. And I sincerely hope that, you know, we're not just talking about a boardwalk in isolation, but a really comprehensively designed facility that can be used in a variety of passive ways with cafes and things like that, that will really provide not just part of the overall pedestrian system around the harbour, but something really distinctive. I have to make this point yet again. I've made it at previous presentations on cycle tracks. Personally, I can see absolutely no justification at all for it. There are several aspects to this. Firstly, cycle tracks cannot possibly be used in a situation like this as a form of transport for school kids, for example, to go to school or people to go to work. It wouldn't work. I think personally that it really constrains the incorporation of pedestrian-related facilities, and therefore I think it's really incompatible with pedestrian movement in a very, very highly constrained area. As a form of recreation, to me, it doesn't work at all. It's fragmented. It begs the question of how cyclists are actually going to get to it in the first place in order to cycle for a little length and then get off and push it and so on and so forth. So I can't really see that there's any sense in having a fragmented and short stretch and trying to integrate something that really doesn't work so well. And as I've said before, we have about 100 kilometres of recreational cycle tracks in the NT, which are eminently accessible. It's perhaps a little bit of a problem that the MTR KCR doesn't or seems to restrict carrying cycles on trains to get to it. But nevertheless, it's a very comprehensive system. It's segregated, it's safe, a lot of it runs on the waterfront and the NT. That's really where I think we should be concentrating our efforts. I think it's completely ridiculous to compromise what should be a segregated and an incredibly interesting pedestrian experience for people of all ages, young people and old people too, with a separated cycle track. Personally, I don't think there's really any demand for it. We've been somewhat brainwashed by the rather self-interested cycling alliance, but in terms of getting real public feedback, I think we need to take a lot of other things into consideration. Thank you.
Okay, I should just collect the questions or respond in a minute to a package of points. Are we being too ambitious? I think is probably the point there. Please, yeah.
Just to echo those comments, it seems like I applaud the efforts to add the cycle track, but I think certainly from any cyclist point of view, it's also suboptimal. It's very fragmented, as was mentioned just previously, so I wonder if it couldn't be improved by actually deleting that component of it.
Thank you. Please.
Chairman.
Sure.
A couple of questions. One is, I noticed now being to provide access and for rescue purpose, the walk have raised up to much higher level. I noticed some of them are quite high compared with the previously. So what's the maximum change of level? Say, I'm thinking about for the aged people need to climb up and down, and whether particularly it's outdoor, whether how to provide, whether it will be very slippy later on and after finish. Secondly, since now you don't use the footing of the original Eastern Corridor, but those footing is a good ideal case for fishing. Many people go to use that, and that's also another way to interact with the harbour. So you now take them out is lose one of the a very major feature. I'm thinking we should maintain some of those and provide access for the people. If they want to go to fishing, there's some still there's some places where they can go to fishing. And also is now seems you now want to raise up that will it be more expensive? How much more expensive it will compare with the original scheme? I don't know whether they are causing or that or not. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Please, Vincent.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I would echo on KL's comment because I also noticed that well, the alignment and that variation in height is a very complicated thing. And as compared to what we have been envisaging, just using all this pedestal to connect it through with a bridge. So of course there must be reason for that because the consultant have taken some study. I would like to be more, I would like to get more information from the team on why that, straightforward backing over all these, pedestal cannot be done. Instead, we need to have that sort of very convoluted high and low, if not like those thrill ride things and roller coaster things in the ocean park, right? And I think that would cause a lot of other problems if that is going ups and downs like that. So I would like to know the reason why. And if that is a reason, one of the reasons is that you need to get those fire bolt underneath, can a certain portion be like a raised bridge or things like that so that can be resolved rather than having that entire bridge going up. And another thing that I'm also concerned of if the bridge is hanging somewhat middle in the air above the water, I don't know how that structure would look like. How do you support that? And if it is a hanging structure, where does all those things fix onto the roof? If this is a ground supported structure, and with that interfere with things like reclamation, and that I just can't figure out, and I would like to know more about that. In essence, it's much more complicated than I have thought, and I don't know whether those are that those complications are in real need or not. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Vincent. Please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand that the consultant is still working on the design of those boardwalk. But my concern is this, looking at the structures, that may be a case where you may use another bridge to support the loading. If that is the case, then the post of the bridge, then it may cause the obstruction to those residents living nearby. So perhaps this is something that the consultant teams ought to look into it.
Thank you. Paul, thank you.
Chairman, on the PHO, and I'm sure that you can't answer this question here, but I hope in subsequent to this meeting, could you outline in writing the process that you plan to go through to establish the public overriding need and why you would think that you may conclude that it would be insurmountable or not? If it's public, I believe it's a public decision rather than your decision. But can you outline who is the decision maker, whether something is insurmountable under the PHO or not? I hope you can clarify all that in writing following this meeting. On the proposals itself, Chairman, I welcome the fact that the effective width of the tracks are maximized as much as they can, and even by dual lanes, whether they're going to be used for cycling in the future or not, whether the shared spaces and the shared tracks, whether it's not possible to run two lanes, how that's going to be dealt with in the future has all to do with how the transport department is going to view cycling in general and how we can connect with cyclists through to the boardwalk. I think in general we have to welcome that you have made all that effort to widen the effective width, and I think that's great. I share the concern about the marine access. The marine rescue access, who do you need to rescue? If it's somebody in the water, why don't you build stairs so we can climb in and out of this, out of the water? What other alternative means are there for marine rescue to get somebody out of that water, other than getting a vessel near to whoever is in the water? Vessels won't have access, so I can only imagine that it is because somebody is in the water. So what are the different alternative means that you have studied, and what is how do you compare them cost-wise and impact-wise in terms of the design? I think from the harbor planning principles point of view, you want to maximize accessibility, which means minimize level changes, maximize connectivity. So hindering marine rescue access has to be balanced against certain principles, and I'm not sure what principles you've used in the design and engineering of this structure. But it appears to me that it's not clear, and you don't give us the options. You don't show us the trade-off of how those different alternatives measure. So I think that you should go back to that and clarify that and give us the choices to be made, and why one would not choose for one option but choose for another option. It's the same thing on the marine access for the fire services and Kodak House. I know both access points extremely well. Kodak House is never used. Fire services pier is used for car parking. So the whole idea that we have to do an extremely expensive structure in terms of money and in terms of loss of usability, of enjoyment, do not trade off to the amount of cross-traffic that we could expect along those piers. So if you can't expect that much cross-traffic, then why would we spend all that money and lose our convenience? So I don't see any assessment of the cross-traffic of the piers, and I think that you've got to be clear on that. If there's no cross-traffic, then why go through this effort? And if it's just a legal claim by Kodak House, what other ways are there to deal with that claim or of compensation they may have? Or alternatively, can't we just stay at pier level and then they can cross the promenade if there is going to be any transfer between the water? So I extend the pier from Kodak House past the boardwalk, and the boardwalk and the pier are both at the same level, and then there might be an inconvenience of cross-traffic, but as if that cross-traffic is very light, then so what? And especially for the fire services, there's no cross-traffic, except for once in a while putting a bit of extra foam on the, or there's absolutely no cross-traffic. I'm there all the time waiting for my beloved to come down from this building, and I wait in my car there. I tell you what, I've been there all the time. I never see any work there other than parked cars parked. So I just don't understand what the issue is here. So I think that we've got to dig really deep, Chairman, into this. I think we cannot accept any of this proposal, because this is a highly inconvenient solution that doesn't help anybody, and I don't see what the alternatives are that are considered and to what extent they have been considered. So I think that we've got to have far more detail today, and I don't think the questions can be answered verbally here. I think we need that in writing very clearly, because this is such an important project for the Harbourfront Commission, that just to have this destroyed, this opportunity destroyed by this approach from an engineering point of view to deal with problems that are completely unqualified put in front of us like this, Chairman, I have a real concern about that. So then the increase in access, pedestrian access point to it, I like to see exactly which pedestrian access point is being considered. Now, if we're going to do this raised bridge, then the number of access points from street level at the various points will be constrained dramatically, because if the thing is very high, then there's no way people can get there. So we're going to minimize the number of access points that are possible. So for that reason, I'd like to see, you know, where we could have access point if it's not at the same level as the street or as the previous height. And then for the marine access points, I've put this forward before, along the waterfront, I also got to make sure that we maximize the number of marine access points in terms of people being able to land a boat or a harbor taxi or whatever, somebody to be dropped off and picked up along the way. And I think we've got to maximize the potential points And I don't see any problem why there would not be any pier extensions that go into the harbour past the promenade for people to get on and off boats. So, Chairman, if we those are, I think, for now, just a final point actually for the harbour unit to clarify after this meeting, why have the openable bridge at the fire service pier never been shown to this committee before? In previous presentations on the same issue, this whole idea of this openable bridge that today we see the, for the very first time, the drawing. They have been here in this meeting, they presented this boardwalk, but this openable bridge at the fire service pier was never presented to us. The image was the first time I've seen an image, and I would have recognized it, but you can correct me if I was wrong. Thank you.
Right, let's draw a line there. Would you like to give us your initial, I think it's initial reaction, because obviously the message that I think you're getting is that there are concerns, particularly in relation to the different levels along the boardwalk. There are concerns in terms of are we overreacting to constraints, etc. And there's a whole issue of whether we should be catering for cyclists as well. But could you perhaps just give us your initial response?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman, and thank you for members' comments. Well, maybe I make it clear that this is only a study on a few topics, so it's not really a comprehensive study for the moment. While these studies, we want to try to focus on another issue so that we can know better the scope of follow-up studies. Okay, so at the moment, all ideas are open to all ideas. So it's not cast in stone. So don't be worried about that. Responding to a number of points about the Peter's concern on connectivity, I'm sure in future whoever do further study, well, we can take a look at how best we can improve connectivity, including the working environment and experience of pedestrian going in and out from the boardwalk. I think this can be addressed. And I note Peter's point about cycle track. Thank you. And about the gradient, I just want to clarify that actually this boardwalk is about 2 kilometers long. So we're talking about very mild gradients, and we'll be observing all requirements for disabled persons, and we'll be mindful about any excessive gradients. And on the low level scheme and the scheme that we're talking about, actually we're trying to see if we can maintain the use of the water. Because in Pandy's original scheme, using a low-level scheme is almost impossible for any more marine use underneath the IEC, because this is cordoned off. And on the FSD's North Point PS, I don't know. In our discussion with Fire Services Department, they have given us information about the importance of the pier and the importance of having been able to discharge into their ships and getting all people, personnel and equipment into the ship in a very short time for their rescue. So we have to take into account of that. And on the PHO, actually, we are not doing under this topical study a full PHO exercise. We're only trying to see if there are any gaps that we need to fill in the future. What needs to be done? As Paul said, we will need a written plan of what needs to be done. But actually, we will not carry out a full PHO exercise at this time, because it's only a very limited study at the moment. And I know the members' other views, and we will take this into account and in advising what needs to be done in the next stage. Thank you, Chairman and members.
Thank you. I think what I suggest is we regard this as work in progress, because I think that we need, that there are a number of requests from members, there are a number of issues we've raised, which I think you probably want to go away and think about, you want to respond to. Some I think we would appreciate a written response from you as soon as you can. If the design or the questions are particularly on interface with existing owners' rights, if you like, and existing facilities require more study, then I think we'd appreciate that and like you to come back when you've done that. Personally, I just wonder also whether we shouldn't perhaps, you might not try and run two studies in parallel, or take the study forward with two thrusts in parallel, if you like. One is no cycling, and one is with cycling. And then we could, and what adjustments you would make to what you're showing here if there was not to be cycling, or whether you'd be just saying the design would be the same or the routing would be the same, but we just dedicate the whole area to pedestrian movement. So I think that would be quite useful if those two could proceed in parallel. I think we'd also like to understand the cost implications. No one's mentioned cost. The cost of what we're talking about, the overall cost of what we're talking about, but then the cost of producing just a pedestrian solution as against the cost of producing an integrated solution. I think that's something we'd like to better understand too. Obviously, PHO is important, and at least I think I'd like to understand where the pinch points are, where the areas are which may give rise to the need to demonstrate overriding public need. Where are we of danger of infringing on the ordinance, if you like? I think we need that to understand that too. But I think it's obviously a good piece of work in moving us forward, but my sense is there's a lot more still to be done. So thank you for coming today. Sorry, Paul.
Chairman, this is a matter of process, and I take a leaf out of what we do in the district council. For these kind of projects, we get an update at every meeting. And every meeting we get on every project that goes on in the district, we get a sheet of paper that lists the projects, and behind it are the updates. And as far as there is an update, the text is put in a different color. So when there is no update, then the text looks in black, and when there is, for the text that has been amended, i.e. there's an update, the text is in red. So we can quickly look at a project sheet and we can see it. So I think, other than just waiting for another presentation another year later, this is one of our critical projects, and the community is waiting for this to happen. And I think there's great urgency for us to move this as fast as we can, so we can show to the community that this bloody thing is getting done. Everybody's waiting for this, and they're getting very tired of waiting. So I think one urgency, two, and continuous updating of the committee, I think would be a minimum. Thank you.
Fine. Well, what I was thinking was, A, we want a written response to the issues we raised today. B, clearly at the next meeting we will get an update, and we'll ask for an update. It may not be necessary for our friends to come. We may be able to get it from the Harbour unit, but we will certainly get an update because it will be in the minutes. Thank you. Please, sorry. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Just one quick point to note is on the plan alignment, I noticed that previously it's between the two rows of columns supporting the IEC, and now you are proposing to move it to be supported on the outside row of that IEC. And I appreciate that, because that creates a better relationship of the boardwalk with the water. But then, when you start raising it up, then the spatial quality of that boardwalk is, just turns bad because of the low headroom created by the bottom side of the IEC and the boardwalk itself. When you see, actually, it's like three or 4 meters headroom there. And I actually appreciate when there is a slip roll, you show a slide there, there is not enough headroom, then you move the whole boardwalk outside to the water. And that's a very good relationship of the boardwalk with the water. And I would like to see more of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Good comment. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mack and team. Keep us informed, keep us briefed, respond as soon as you can to the points raised. And then we'll look for an update for the next meeting. Thank you.